From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated there's no evidence suggesting a foreign terrorist group was behind Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub in which a lone gunman, identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, killed 49 people.
These lone actors or small cells of terrorists are very hard to detect and very hard to prevent. But across our government, at every level, federal, state, and local, military and civilian, we are doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks. But we are all sobered by the fact that despite the extraordinary hard work, something like Orlando can occur.
Mr. Obama called Mateen angry, disturbed, and unstable. Mateen killed in a shootout with police after a three-hour standoff at the Pulse nightclub. Mr. Obama is to travel Thursday to Orlando to pay his respects to the victims' families. Meanwhile, a media report says Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, knew of his plans and could be charged in connection with the country's worst mass shooting. Tensions remain high between East African neighbors Eritrea and Ethiopia. Fighting broke out Sunday along their shared border. Each blamed the other for provoking the fight. A border war between the two countries in 1998 caused tens of thousands of casualties. An Ethiopian government spokesman warned Tuesday his country is prepared to wage full-scale war against Eritrea. The Washington-based Institute for Science and International Security warned on Tuesday that North Korea may have produced an additional six or more nuclear weapons, with an arsenal today that could include 21 bombs. The group's analysis is based on the estimates of the amounts of weapons-grade plutonium and highly enriched uranium it has produced. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says large gatherings, including August's Olympic Games in Brazil, don't mean a greater risk of Zika virus transmission. The WHO's Emergency Committee on the Zika virus met Tuesday to consider the possible risks to mass gatherings in countries and cities with a Zika outbreak, including Rio de Janeiro. David Heyman is the group's chairman.
The committee concluded that there's a very low risk of further international spread of Zika virus as a result of the Olympic and Paralympics, which is already low. The risk is already low, and there's very low risk of further international spread from the Olympics.
The games are taking place during the wintertime in Brazil, when the spread of such viruses is minimal. And WHO noted the Brazilian authorities have stepped up their mosquito control measures. Zika is responsible for microcephaly, a severe birth defect. It has spread by mosquitoes. Brazil has been at ground zero of Latin America's Zika outbreak. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says civilians continue to be severely impacted by violence in Yemen's city of Taiz, despite a ceasefire. Taiz has experienced some of the worst fighting, including daily shelling, airstrikes, bomb blasts, and landmine explosions, as well as sniper fire. The father of Reeva Steenkamp gave emotional testimony Tuesday during the sentencing hearing of South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius, that he must pay for his crime in the killing of his daughter 3 years ago.
Oscar has to pay for what he did. He has to pay for it. It's up to the court, and we will go by the decision that the court hands down to Oscar.
Barry Steenkamp's testimony came after Pistorius' lawyers failed in an attempt to reverse an appeal judgment that upgraded his original conviction of culpable homicide and murder. The double amputee now faces a minimum 15 years in prison for shooting his girlfriend, who he insists he mistook for a nighttime intruder. A Pakistani army officer and two Afghan soldiers are among those killed, at least 30 others wounded, following this week's cross-border skirmishes. The situation at the Torkham border crossing remains tense, the main gate closed, leaving thousands of travelers stranded. U.S. spokesman John Kirby urged restraint.
I can tell you we are all watching the tensions very closely, that we are in touch with officials on both sides. We continue to urge a calm resolution to the tension. We obviously don't want to see clashes. We don't want to see violence. We don't want to see it get worse.
The Pakistani military is reportedly moving heavy weaponry and deploying additional troops to the border crossing, raising fears of further fighting. President Obama is set to meet privately at the White House Wednesday with exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, a decision likely to anger China, which views the Buddhist leader as a dangerous separatist. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.